Hey, what's up? It's B Hard, and you're listening to Ricky Romance No Filter on iHeartRadio.
Yo, 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 what up, y'all? This is your boy Ricky Romance, and this is the Ricky Romance No Filter podcast. That's right, y'all. We back, and we better than ever. You know what I'm saying? The number one podcast on iHeartRadio. Let's go. And today we have a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself, sis?
Hi, everybody. My name is Nefertiti Avani, Miss Viral 2023. Get into it.
Do it. We're going to get straight into it.
Why did you go viral? Okay. Why did she go viral?
Okay. So, before we get into y'all, before we get into the fact that she's a well-respected artist within the music industry and talk about all the people she's worked with, let's talk about how she just went viral from her Instagram, and it's all over the internet, world star, you name it. She says that she only takes one shower a year.
Wait, what?
Just listen. Okay,
wait.
To keep it the being star, you only have to take a shower one time a year. January 1st is when I take my shower. Every day after that, I don't take no showers. Because you're not supposed to dry your skin out like that.
No, ma'am!
You'll turn to a rock.
Wait a minute.
Did I believe we're going to turn into a rock
bro.
If we shower?
She basically said she dirty 364 days out of the year, bro.
Wait. So you mean to tell me...
One shower a year? How did you get to this?
That's not what she said.
How'd you get to this thought process?
First, what she said was she don't take showers. So what she meant by she don't take showers is that she leave a shower where it's at. The shower can't go with me when I go to parties, when I go to the store. I can't fit the shower in my car. So the shower stays. Now I shower, but I don't take the shower. The shower stays home.
Oh,
that's what she said.
I see what she meant. Cause I just came out of the shower. See, I take a shower twice a motherfucking day. This booty hole don't need to be smelling. Oh, I'm sorry. We on the radio. Sorry. What you were saying? I'm sorry. That was the message.
I didn't get that. So you take one shower a year or you don't?
She don't take the shower.
I didn't say that I don't shower. I said I don't take the shower. So the shower doesn't come with me in my car. The shower stays at home in the bathroom where it belongs.
Oh, wordplay.
This is marketing 2023. Everybody has to get into it. You feel me?
It all makes sense.
Expect the entendres, okay?
Okay.
Expect the bars all day.
I'm gonna be honest. Just because you shower, that doesn't mean you're not clean. Because you can bathe. Bathe and showering are two different things.
Because
I saw that you look and you smell clean from here. So I was like, she probably bathes.
Sis is clean. Sis is the cleanest. You know what I'm saying? Vocals.
Good clean, sis. Good clean, clean.
You know what I mean? Look how fresh and swaggy she is. You know what I mean?
Squeaky.
We need to get into this music. What's up with that?
So I got a new song. I got a couple of new songs out. I've been doing a lot of features. So I have a song out right now with J-Dub. J-Dub was part of the Hitmen, Diddy's Hitmen. It's called Something About You. It's a really beautiful R&B slow track. I remixed R. Kelly's Feeling on Your Booty. It's called Felt It. Yeah. You feel me? Felt It is out now, produced by Chevy Legato and PR&B Jones. That's out. And then I just did a release with my girl Angel. Is called Let Me Know. And then I got some stuff coming up. You know what I mean?
That one.
Joyner Lucas, his album is about to drop. So I'll be on on there.
I'm getting my snack on like I always do. You know.
You feel me? So yeah, I just been like, I've been having fun. Get a sample. Yeah. Is that what you said? All the samples are upstairs. All the samples are upstairs. Let me see. Let me see if I can call somebody down here. Hold on one second.
Baby daddy!
Well, y'all know, I was in the shower, so I was in the middle of getting dressed because I shower. I clean this ass.
You hear me? You sound like you on the toilet, man. Get your ass back on the camera.
I cleans this ass, okay? I cleans my body, yada, yada, yada.
Messy as hell, man. Make sure you wipe your ass good, man. Wash your hands.
No. I was
he
in the
showers.
Middle of
he came showers out of the and shower. He bathes.
Because you know Stevie Nunes showers. Hello?
Oh.
Stevie Nunes showers.
I like that.
Okay.
I like cleanliness.
You know, I shower because
I'll be honest with y'all. I didn't shower today. But I got the lineup and I put the fresh shirt on, so y'all don't even know. I'm about to shower right after this though. But I stay still like roses though. And baby,
We don't judge. You do what you gotta do for you.
Roses really smell like ooh.
Whatever works for you.
Hey.
So Stevie, so Neff, she gonna start. She's about to drop a little sample for us, you know what I'm saying? With a little drip on a drip on a drip.
Wait,
you know
before she does that, let me get into this question. Out of all the things you could have done in the world, why choose music? Did you choose music or did music choose you?
Music definitely chose me. And I think she chose me because I do share that intent with like. I have like this universal love, you know what I mean? Races, genders, facets, ages around the globe. So I use music as that universal language to just bring everybody into this love vibration. You know what I mean? So yeah, I feel like music chose me, but I chose her too, you know? Cause I could have did anything like you said, but we got married.
I want to say something and I want to encourage you. You onto something right now. You in a good little space in a good little pocket. You know, everything that, you know, that you're doing, everything, all the music that, you know, you and your husband, you know, everything, the whole, just the whole movement y'all put together. And, you know, I feel like you really onto something and you need to do a few other things that may feel uncomfortable right now.
Yeah.
Step outside of your comfort zone and just continue to fuck with the algorithm. You know what I mean? Because your music is fire. You are so talented, sis.
Maybe you could say,
yeah.
Maybe you could say you don't have sex. You have sex 3 times a year.
Oh my gosh. What would be the entendre though?
You have sex every other year.
How we get on sex? I'm talking about music.
Oh well, she said it's love
because
language,
that's
you know,
it's the same. Equation. It's the same thing. Sex and music is the same thing.
Okay, so we gonna get it. We gotta get a sample. All of the delicious. Everybody on iHeart. We just want to hear your voice.
It's love making. You know what I mean? It's the same thing.
No, I'm about to sing. I'm about to bust. I'm about to start singing. Hold on.
Oh my gosh, can you sing?
Let's see. Let me see what I can sing.
I heard he taught Rasby how to sing.
Let me see if I can sing something. For so long, each tear we cry. From now on, ribbon in the sky.
And that's why you should only shower once a year. Because you actually, you should shower every day because you only sing good
in the shower. Here we go.
But don't take the shower. Leave the shower.
Here we go. The love boat
We'll be making a journey tonight. Like that?
I kind of like that. I'm into like the 20s and stuff like that. I'm into like old blues jazz.
I stay, I do a little
Latin shit. What you know about? That's the Latin. That's the Mark Anthony. Aguanile.
Oh, all right, hey, Stevie, shut up, man. We didn't even let the lady talk, bro.
Oh, sorry, I got into my salsa song.
Just play something good. But yeah, you know, you guys, when you were saying like you feel like I'm onto something, I am. I did like this shroom trip.
Yes.
Do you guys have you guys ever did shrooms?
Ricky is never allowed to do that. That's what.
Why?
That's what Albie Shore Jr. said to me. We were doing something, all of us, we were working together, and yes, they said, do not let Ricky do that. So I just remembered. But go ahead, tell us all about it. Look at his face. Look at Ricky's face. Oh, really?
Do what? I didn't. As you were saying, your hero's journey, I'm listening.
Is she gone? There we go.
Gonna be more and more runs. I was like, I was ready for you to go.
Now, was that an exclusive right here on No Filter?
This is the first time I ever like played it on a show, so yeah. Woo! This is the first time it's ever made its way onto a show.
Hold up. She did not just play an exclusive. I thought she came on here and had the nerve to disrespect us and play something that was already released and not bless us, but she blessed us. I am just
come
like,
on now. We feel honored today to have you here.
We'll tell you something.
Computer just bless us with this music. Music
if they don't
is
know, universal. Now they know, but she's already a huge artist within our community. And for the people around the world that don't know about her, they're gonna get to know. She's coming on tour stages. She's gonna be doing a lot of big things. Whatever opportunity I could bring to you, sis. You know, I like what y'all doing out there. Much respect to you and your husband. Y'all are just killing shit with this whole movement y'all got and the sound. And it's like you kind of like you part of this bringing this R&B thing back. Really,
yeah. Singing. I mean, Diddy coming out with that
you
album?
Feel me?
Did he come out with that love album?
I can't. I can't wait to speak on that.
Oh, he coming out with that Love album, and y'all know.
Wait, Stevie, I don't think you understood what she just said, bro.
It's not for everybody.
Oh, I did understand. Oh, I'm understanding.
She just said she's working on that Love album with Diddy. That's what she just said.
Ooh, drop the bomb. Hey, as long as you feel the love, we is good, baby. As long as you feel the love, shout out to Daddy Love.
That's true.
Shout out to Daddy Love.
Love Records. Shout out to Love Records.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, I'm about to change my name to Love Junior. Okay.
Oh.
What Diddy is doing right now.
We don't have to talk about what you're doing on there, but let's do this then.
Oh, we already got a
person. Diddy, let's talk about Diddy and what he's doing for R&B. R&B must not die because love must not die. And Daddy Love will never die. So guess what? This Love album is going to be everything. What do you think about this R&B movement that we are about to see, this explosion that's about to happen?
I think people are ready for that authenticity again. Like, I think people want to feel something real. Like, people want the reality. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's why reality TV is trending now. It's like people really want to feel something now. It's like they're ready. They're ready for the whole story and not just the perfect side of it, not just the pop side of it, not just the Barbie side of it. They want to see the flaws and all, you know? So I feel like it's time.
It's time for the love movement, baby. It's time for the love.
Yeah. Yeah, you we've been hating long enough.
Yes, we need some love.
And I ask myself, I'm like, speaking of this whole love thing, I think I might get married again within the next 3 years. Yeah.
Ricky, nobody care if you go get married. Let's get back to the show. What?
Yeah, but you know what? I always got to put it out there.
Don't let Ricky hear that you're gonna get married.
She might call her auntie for me or her cousin.
Oh, okay.
I thought you already had somebody. How you know it's gonna be 3 years? You already just planning the time?
Well, no. The girl I'm seeing right now, I don't know if she don't want me. I don't know if she's gonna want me after this TV show come out.
Okay. I can understand that. We made some compromising choices.
I was very tasteful, sis.
I was very tasteful on camera, but still.
But still, yeah, I feel
like. Oh, if you only knew. I was there almost through the whole process.
But anyway, the energetic signature.
But let's get messy. When is the last time? We know the last time you showered. When is the last time you was in a relationship?
You know the last time I took the shower.
Yeah.
Yes.
When's the last time you took the relationship?
You mean like sex?
That definitely went
monster.
That went every type of whip.
Like I'm out, I feel like I'm in my living room watching Netflix right now.
Oh, Netflix and chill. Are you in a relationship? In a messy relationship, or are you in a good, clean, showering, clean relationship?
Look at me. Doesn't this look like I'm in a healthy, wholesome relationship? Doesn't it look like I just took what needs to be took? I took my vitamin D, right?
Hey, it looks like
you can tell, right?
It looks like hubby's over there giving her all the vitamins that she needs.
Oh, just trying. Well, what's next? What's next for you? Yeah, what's next for you though, Nephew?
That nutrient dense.
I'm supposed to be the messy palace. Y'all is the messy one.
So
right
besides
now.
The music and besides all of these great but have coming out, I want to make sure that people understand that there's another side to me, which is health and wellness. and love and romance. So I am here to help the people get into their love bag, get into their romance bag, and get into their health and wellness bag. So you will be seeing me coming out with the facial, the C serum coming soon. If you want to preserve your beauty, you know what I mean? That's coming soon, C serum. And then I'm going to be doing a lot of philanthropy, a lot of talking, going to the schools and talking to the kids and stuff like that, and telling them to follow their dreams and never give up on love. Never give up on.
I'm still waiting for that acapella. You know what I'm saying? You know, can we get just maybe one more a snippet of one more record? You know what I mean? I don't mean to push you off the cliff, but you know, that sounds so good. You know, I feel like I'm in love with this other girl now that I heard that. Now that I heard that last song you just played. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all about love.
Shout out to
the acapella of
love.
I get what I take what I can
everybody.
Get.
You, everything and something you can fall in love with inside of everybody. That's when you know you made it.
Okay. I'm waiting for you to press play now.
Okay.
I thought you got your popcorn.
I don't want this.
Oh, man, I'm sitting right in my living room.
It's not out yet.
Nothing, baby.
Okay, it's fine. Yeah, just go ahead. Oh, play the bam. Play bam.
Not Richie trying to get a chip endorsement. Not Richie trying to get a chip endorsement.
I just want to thank everybody that's chilling with us, actually kicking it with us on the No Filter podcast. It's your boy Ricky Romance. I'm in here with Nefertiti Ivani and the legendary Stevie Nunez.
Yeah, you know what's legendary is you doing a whole show with food in your mouth. That's very legendary.
Man, I don't give a fuck, man. I keep it gully. Whenever I'm ready, whenever you are, sis, you the producer of this show.
Let's go. We still
got to tell on here how I met your dad.
Oh, your dad.
She met my dad trying to get up a $2 off.
Was he in a convertible?
9 times out of 10.
You make me want to
very good. Very, very good. Me gusta mucho. Esta artista está muy bueno. Me gusta. Me gusta.
Yo, Steve, you hear this?
Yes. Fire.
Let me stop it because it's on pause. Oh, there it is. What happened?
That was good. That was great.
We were over here jamming.
We were jamming to it. Yes, absolutely. Good job.
We were jamming. We don't care who missed us. We don't care who or who didn't. We was over here jamming. We may have went in.
What's the inspiration for this song?
The whole time I was rocking and I was grooving.
What was the inspiration to this track? What was the inspiration behind this track? We want to know what was the inspiration behind the track.
Like, yeah. I don't know what happened. It like took a pause or something.
It did. Okay, well, we want to know what inspired the track.
Do you think it's too many things connected onto it?
She's still in and out, Ricky.
Okay, we're gonna bring you right back.
Hey, yo, Ricky.
Yeah.
That song was fire.
Bro. Can you hear me?
He is fire, desire, fire and desire. But if not, we got enough content. Mm-hmm. That was good content.
No, absolutely. Hey, sis, can you hear us? Still with us?
I think it's her Wi-Fi. Her service is nervous. Her third. Well,
we're having some technical difficulties. We're having some technical difficulties, you guys. And I want to thank everybody that's listening to the Ricky Romance No Filter podcast and Official Messy Palace. We thank you guys, your boy Ricky Romance and my boy.
You know, Stevie Nunez, the crazy Latino, you know, friend that we all had. Ha! Just that crazy. Hey, listen. Hey, Ricky. You be having some really good artists. And hey, we on to something. We're going to be doing more of this. We're going to be bringing you more of this content. Ricky, I think we got enough content from her. I think.
Hey, this is a great show. It may have been my ghettoest one yet. But hey, you guys, we give this show raw and uncut. Your boy, Ricky Romance, No Filter Podcast.
And we let's go. It. You know, she in the studio, y'all. So let her do her thing. Thank you so much. Let's go. Peace out. Adios.
Mm-hmm. Hey, hey, what's up? This is your girl, Truth Hurts, and you're listening to my boy, Ricky Romance, No Filter, on iHeartRadio.